Although Handel's Messiah is now regularly performed during the Christmas holidays, the work was actually premiered in the spring before Easter. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on the fantastically successful masterpiece, which was created by necessity in just 24 days over two centuries ago.
Messiah has been performed with different instrumentation and solo parts, with large-scale choirs and even sing-alongs. Yet Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin is drawn to the intimacy, especially in the first part of the work that tells the story of Christ.
It's more about the little child, the tenderness mother and child, also the joy of the angels. But angels always fly in the sky. They never have feet on the ground.
The story of the famous choral work starts in 1741. Handel, in debt and living in England, was asked to write music for a concert during Lent, when theatrical productions were not permitted. Using a libretto by Charles Jennens, Handel turned to an increasingly popular form of musical storytelling, an oratorio. Yannick says his approach to conducting the work mirrors the story being told.
The third part is also about reflecting on the mystery of the resurrection after this famous hallelujah. So then we get the majestic and the grandiose, and this is where the trumpets come in.
The work was first performed in Dublin on April 13, 1742. This Sunday on WRTI, Yannick Nézet-Séguin leads the Philadelphia Orchestra in a performance of Messiah.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.